do it that way. Tell me why, though.
What? Oh, tell me why? I thought it was get KY.
Tell me why. Getting KY is your weekend endeavors, sir.
Well, I like to put, when no one's home in the house, I like to put the slip and slide out in the hallway and then just throw some KY on there. So I just slide
into the street.
Because I live in a main road. So I'm hoping that a bus drives by at the exact point where you run, you dive, you hit the bump, and then the bus. Hello and welcome to another episode of In a Pickle, the show that is dedicated to the less glamorous side of sports. I'm your host, Dave Houghton, and with me today, celebrating her independence, Sarah Retallick. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, good sir.
The Statue of Liberty herself. Ooh. Give me freedom or give me more stuff. Is that what it says on the book of Statue of Liberty? Give me you're tired, you're weak, and I'm hungry. Right?
I'm hungry too. Tired, weak, and...
Whatever.
I don't fucking remember. Welcome. Of the people, for the people, about the people.
Welcome to the first day of the new day. So.
Yes, welcome to the first day of the independence of us. It's us. It's not just me. It's us.
It's us. It's all of us. It's us.
It's all of us.
I'm with you. So. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, we've had a pretty interesting week of sports since our 100th episode last week. Go back and listen to the 100th. And you can also sort of kind of watch it on YouTube. All of our episodes are up on YouTube now. You can find all of that at iapradio.com. It's just a picture of our logo while you listen to the, but I mean, some people listen.
Hey,
to
some people
podcasts.
Listen on YouTube. A lot of people do that.
Yeah. I mean, so,
why not?
Some people are just addicted to YouTube, which is great.
Well, there's videos on there.
We do have great videos. You're right. Yes. We just hit our 400th view on the tube of views. And we are super excited. I can't wait to get that gold play button or whatever the fuck they give all these people. I think you need...
I thought it was just a boob now.
Like they give you a tit?
Yeah. Wasn't that what it is now? It's just...
What? I didn't know that. Oh my God. Fuck this.
Yeah, so whatever.
So
little
much
tit.
Editing.
Moving on.
So much.
So much editing.
You know what? This might be the rawest podcast ever.
Listen.
We are nomads now.
We are nomads, bitches.
We're raging against the machine, so.
Fuck yeah, we are.
Let's fucking get raw.
Let's fucking go.
You know what else we should get into? The rewind. How about that? Let's get this show on the road before the whole internet just shits the bed and we hit solar flares. Because we're still feeling the effects of the eclipse. So, Sarah, hit us with a rewind.
All right. Rashid Rice. He was involved in the accident that took place on the Dallas North Central Expressway. Something that we had believed when we were looking at the pictures and such. Mm-hmm. He had finally come out and was like, yeah, I was part of it.
Was me.
Yeah. Couldn't hide away from that one, especially when the pictures and the dash cam video were released. Like, really? Rashid, what are you doing, sir?
That's not me.
Yeah, wasn't me. Just like that fucking song. How are you going to say it wasn't you? She saw you. Okay, anyways, moving on.
Yeah.
He was driving the Lamborghini that was racing the Corvette and lost control. So he had released an apology and his attorney said that he expects Dallas police to file charges soon. According to WFAA TV in Dallas, police had reported saying that they found 10.8 grams of marijuana, which is less than an ounce, and that was found in the Lamborghini. Now, in the state of Texas.
So that's his car.
Yeah.
For everybody keeping score.
Oh, yes. in the state of Texas, possession of 2 ounces or less of marijuana, okay, of marijuana is a Class B misdemeanor, punishable to up to 180 days in jail in a fine for up to $2,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. 180 days or less than an ounce? I mean, he's holding less than an ounce, and he may serve 180 days. I mean, $2,000 is just a drop in the bucket for him. But yikes.
Yes, 180 days.
180 days for less than an ounce. That's fucking wild. That's wild. I mean, he'd probably serve less time for the six-car pileup on the highway that he created.
Right. It's wow. That's why I was stressing for marijuana. For marijuana, because right. It's mind-boggling.
I mean, is Texas one of the only states out there that is still against pot?
That's what it seems like. Yeah, it's still
Jesus.
Like
I would assume that it's like Texas and Utah, right?
California, I don't think it's legal.
What?
I don't think it's legal in California.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Email us at inapickpod247@gmail.com. Tell us if weed is legal in California. I'm not looking it up. Wow.
Too much work. Yeah. So Roy West, who is Rice's attorney, said that Rice had reached out to those that were injured and is going to do everything in his power to help them get their lives back to normal. And at least three of the victims in the crash have retained attorneys.
Of course they did.
Damn straight.
It's
they fled the fucking scene.
Fled the scene, but also it's an athlete. And they're like, everybody, as soon as they found out that it was an athlete that caused the pileup, they were like, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Get the fuck out. Of course they. I would have retained an attorney too. Are you shitting me?
Dollar bills, y'all.
You know? I mean, if I was living in, I know this was in Dallas, but I'd be like, I'll settle for Cowboys tickets. That's fucking worthless, but I'll settle for it.
I wouldn't settle for Cowboys tickets. I mean, he's Dallas. A chief, so he would,
I know.
You know, it, but yeah, nobody wants Cowboys tickets. Nobody wants. Not even Cowboys. Well, Cowboys fans want Yankees
Cowboys
tickets.
Fans are the only ones that want Cowboys tickets.
Yeah, trust sad me. For them.
Trust me. Wow. That well, I mean, we'll put a pin in this and see where it goes. But 180 days in jail for fucking 10.8 grams. That is a
wild sort of shit, huh? I always forget how rules are in the rest of the country.
And I wonder if they're really going to throw the book at him because of this, because he fled the scene. And why the fuck would you flee the scene?
Like, why would you flee the scene? Why?
And not only did you flee the scene, but you left the fucking drugs in the car.
Yeah.
Like, at least take that with you. It's 10 grams. It's fucking keister it or just chew on it or something. Like, get out of here.
Your buddy could have put it in. Where is your fall guy? Where is your fall guy?
I think his fall guy was driving the other car, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, you can't have that. Your fall guy has to be in the same vehicle as you.
All I can say is that if I ever became famous and had all sorts of disposable income, I would never fucking drive again. Ever. Mm-mm. I would hire a driver. Uber Black, pick me up in one of those Yukons or the, and that's it. I'm not, no way. No way.
Know what you would be doing if you had all this money now and disposable income.
What?
You would be keistering drugs for the pleasure of it.
Oh, like P. Diddy's drug mule that played for Syracuse?
Yeah.
Like, hey man, here's some fucking Rice Krispie treats that infused with drugs or with weed. And the guy's just like, Diddy's like, you don't have to keister everything. He's like, I know.
That's you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I become rich, it's because I keistered drugs.
Yeah, actually, that's more accurate. Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, Diddy's looking for a new keister. So, I mean, fuck it. Whatever. inapickpod247@gmail.com if you want to pay me to smuggle drugs in my butt.
Or Rice Krispie Treats.
Or Rice Krispie Treats at this point. I'll do whatever, you know. Whatever's going to get me to that threshold of money, I guess. All right, so let's get into the regular news before we get some really weird emails. If I get a guy emailing us saying that he'll give me $1,000 to jam something in my pipe, I might have to take it because we are independent now.
It'll
help our brand. You're selling feet pics. I'm keistering drugs. I mean, this is where we live now. You know,
this is us. Go when a bear Sarah's is hungry, feet. A bear will eat.
Go to sarahsfeet.com and check those fucking gnarly toenails. All right, what's in the news?
It was announced. No. It was an stop talking, motherfucker.
I can't help it. I can't help it. Go ahead. It was announced. What was announced?
It was announced last week that at the end of the 2024 season, the Oakland Athletics are leaving Oakland on their way to play in Sacramento at the Sutter Home Park, which is home of the San Francisco Giants Triple A team, Sacramento Rivercats. They will be playing here until 2027, until the stadium in Las Vegas is built. This stadium in Sacramento holds 14,000 people, which is a big difference from the Coliseum that held 47,000. I mean, only like 20 people show up.
Yeah. All right. I don't understand this move. Why? All right. Well, I guess I kind of do understand the move. He's so what's his Fisher? Fisher is the owner of the he's so pissed off at the
at Oakland
or mm-hmm. at the fans of Oakland, especially the guys Last Dive Bar, I believe, is the
ones that are doing the protests stuff. Yeah,
he's so pissed off at them that he's going to try to run away from them and be like, well, fuck it, if you're not coming to the game and there's only 3,000 people coming into this 47,000 seat arena or ballpark, we're just going to go play in Oakland or Sacramento rather. I get it, but now it's like, okay, do you think that you're gonna hold any sort of fan base now? Mm-mm. And also, if you were now, I know a guy who used to work for the Coliseum. He sold hot dogs, Hal the hot dog guy. He was really good friends with my buddy Mike, and he quit last season because it was just a sad experience. But I understand it, you know. He sold dogs there for years. Yeah. But what about the other employees that are working for the Coliseum, who this is all they got? We're talking 81 games a season, and this is how you make your money. Now, I know a ton of people that work for Fenway and that for the concession stands, and they bank on this money. You know, they need this. This is what they do mm-hmm. for a living. And if the Red Sox just up and moved to fucking Worcester and played at the
Polo Park.
The Polo Park where the Paw Sox play or whatever they're called now, the Woo Sox.
Woo Sox. Woo! You know,
that is very affecting. And Oakland already is just beaten down anyways. I mean, I Seriously. Know it's a shithole. And I know it's a dump and it's just not a night, you know, it's not a good place to go visit, but like, you're just making it worse by leaving. Just hang out there till 2027. Like, why you got to go somewhere else? Because you butt hurt that everyone's protesting. I know none of these people are making money because there's only 3,000 people going there, but that's your fault. You did that. You made this happen. Now, I understand selling not selling the team, but moving the team into a better location. I get it. And you're pissed off that Oakland won't build a stadium. And I know the Coliseum is being held together by duct tape. But honestly, like, you can't be this fucking mad where you have to move the team to San Francisco Sacramento. For a minor league park, to a minor league park, in order to, and what are you going to do? All right, so the people of Sacramento are going to help, and they'll probably go because they don't have a team, and I'm sure that the River Cats get a pretty good thing. But
ticket sales are probably going to be the same price.
I would hope so, because if you're paying $30 for front row with the River Cats, and now the Oakland A's come to town, and now you're paying $200 because you got to recoup some funds. No. No. Do you know how much money Fisher is losing because of this? Because he just won't sell the team.
It's infuriating. He has no like idea and no concept or grasp on reality on what he is doing to the city of Oakland.
Right.
We knew when the football teams, basketball teams, and all these other teams had left that area that there was going to be a huge economic hit. Now, why be a contributor to that? This, yes, Coliseum, I don't even think it's being held together with duct tape. I think it's gum at this point in like the tiers of Oakland fans.
Reggie Jackson.
Yeah. Well, he's still looking for the queen.
Yeah.
So it's one of those that you are creating more problems than creating a solution. You are taking away jobs from the people who live in this community. And you have people who come to these games because they're still supporting their fans of baseball. They don't come to watch your team. Let's call it for what it is.
Right.
Your team, you've basically buried it already. You're not driving it into the ground. That shit is already buried under the ground. But you are now taking away these people who live in this community's opportunity to, I don't know, take their kid to a first baseball game, to have a really nice family night out, or have the experience of going to a baseball game on a budget. Because let's call it for what it is. The games aren't, the tickets aren't super expensive to go to the Coliseum.
Something here in Boston that we don't know.
Yeah, we have zero concept of, because I wish. So it's just, you have become part of the problem and not the solution. And not for nothing, you should have just left it well alone and stayed there for the people of Oakland. And instead, you are spiteful, you are a piece of shit, and you're moving out of Oakland to spite them, which you're not. You're just looking like a bigger asshole. And then you're going to go to Vegas. Like, it's just...
And then on top of that, you're cutting players, you're demoting players, all because they're supporting the Last Dive Bar movement.
Right.
You know, and that's fucked up.
Two great players.
Yeah.
One who was your draft prospect, who is your best player on your team right now. You drop down because they're supporting the movement, because they can see what you're doing.
Right.
They can see it. You got to stand up at some point in time and go, what the fuck are we doing here?
Right.
Then you know what? Then me, if I was him, I'd be like, you know what, bitch, then trade me.
Yeah.
You want to get a new.
Unfortunately, guys thing? Like that don't have a pot to piss in, because you're kind of handcuffed to what you are for at least 5 years. It's just too bad that all this has transpired like this, and Oakland's legacy or the A's legacy in Oakland ends on such a sour note.
So unfortunate, you know, for the history that was.
Yeah.
Is now, this is going to be the history that it is. Yeah. And that's just really sad.
It's a shame. It's a shame that a city has lost all of its teams. That's a real kick, you know? And you can blame... Who do you blame? Who do you blame for this? I mean, do you blame yourselves? Do you blame ownership? Do you blame fucking San Francisco and Vegas for stealing it? I mean, Vegas has endless room, so they can build anything they want. But also, like, San Francisco stole the Warriors.
Right. I think it ends up being one of those where we start looking at the level of greed on the upper management aspect of things. And I understand.
By upper management, do you mean like
owners and...
I thought you meant like politicians of, you know, like the city of Oakland.
Upper management, because upper management within the organization in itself, because they're the ones that set the ticket pricing. And for what the Coliseum is, your tickets shouldn't be that expensive. Shit, I say that about Fenway. For what Fenway is, tickets shouldn't be this expensive.
Right.
And you lose fans based off of certain histories and certain situations. And this is one of those things that people aren't going to shell out hundreds of dollars to go to a fucking A's game when the team's terrible and the stadium is falling apart. And the food, you probably got food poisoning.
Right.
And nobody, I mean, unless you are going in for a colonoscopy, go for that chili dog.
Mm. Yeah.
Cleans you right out.
That's true. Oh, speaking of which, I got some interest in backing our 999 adventure. So Sarah and
Dude.
I are trying to, we're talking about doing the 999 challenge. 9 beers, 9 hot dogs in 9 innings. We have some funds. People want to fund us to do it. I think that it would be a great adventure. There, you have to have one hot dog and one beer per inning for 9 innings. The problem is, for anybody who doesn't know the game of baseball or how things work in the stadium, after the 7th inning, beer is shut off. So, right before the 7th inning, we're gonna have to get at least 2 beers, maybe even 3 beers, and put them under our seats. Now, you can only carry 2 beers at a time. They only allow you to buy 2 beers. You can only buy as many beers as you have hands. So, we'll have to buy 2 beers, go put them under our seat, and then go buy maybe 2 more a piece. The problem with that is, if we're doing it in the summertime, the last beer is going to be piss warm.
It's gonna be oh.
And that is where the challenge really takes place.
Well, oh. Does it really have to be one hot dog, one beer per inning?
That's the 999.
Because I was like,
I
whatever,
could
I can
jam 9
shut.
dogs down in the first
And
inning.
like,
Come on.
same. I was like, oh, I can make that happen easy.
Yeah. But
But,
no, you got to do 999. It's got to be one beer, one hot dog per inning.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I just, if anybody wants to mail me some Depends, because I'm gonna shit myself.
Depends, Rolaids,
Dude, I'm gonna
sleep
get to the
bag.
fourth. It's not even, I really thought about this. I was like, oh, I will vomit. I will vomit. And then reality set in. No, I am most likely to shit myself.
The problem is, I don't think so much on the hot dog aspect of things would be the challenge.
No, it's the
It's
beer.
the beer challenge because
Yeah.
it is, I mean, they're tall boy cans. And it's like,
Yeah.
you, even if you drink Coors Light or Miller Lite, I mean, 9 beers in a
I'm gonna be
game.
pissing so much because I don't drink that water.
Yeah. And then
So
we're
think
just
of
going to.
that too. And then, like, we are gonna have to drink water in between, or we can do what Charlie Day does, like as he was cutting the chicken for the chicken man who ate a chicken every day. Just get the fucking rum and coke. Throw
Yeah. What
it
we should do is take a bottle of suntan lotion and fill it up with
in
rum.
there.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I
And
didn't put it in yours, Charlie. I only put
just
it in ours.
so we'll just drink suntan
Toxins.
lotion. Yeah. So, all right. So, if anybody wants to inquire about sponsoring our 999 challenge, email us at inapickpod247@gmail.com. And let us know if you're interested, or if you just want to, come with us and do the challenge.
Yeah.
That'll be fun too. Meet us at the Red Sox game and we'll do the challenge. Dave from Free Cards, Free Baseball Cards. I know that he might be listening. He'd maybe try it, get a
He
little
was
mustard in
he's
his
already
mustache.
dead. He's already dead.
Yeah, he'd have
Hey, who
one hot
Stolo's
dog and be like,
dad.
yeah.
I love that guy
He
so
just
much.
powers off. You know,
Oh.
anybody out there that wants to visit Boston for the first time and wants to become part of the challenge, like let's go. So,
Let's go.
we'll have to really try to make a full recovery after that. So,
I'm gonna have to take like 3 days off because I'm gonna be sleeping in the bathtub.
well, I'm going to be throwing up the entire way home. So.
Ugh.
Speaking of making a full recovery, there was a little accident in the NHL over the weekend.
There
So,
was.
what had happened?
NHL referee Steve Cazari is expected to make a full recovery after he collided with Tampa Bay defenseman Hayden Fleury during the Lightning versus Pittsburgh Penguins game this past Saturday in Pittsburgh. Fleury was on his knees and had his head on the ice, but and he was injured as well. He left the game, did not return. Cazari left on a stretcher and gave the crowd a thumbs up. He was taken to UPMC Mercy Hospital, and the NHL had released a statement after the game saying that he was conscious, alert, and able to use his extremities.
Now, we posted that video on all of our socials. And, you know, at first sight, it didn't look like it was a hard hit. But then you got to think, like, you know.
He's got no pads on.
Yeah, Flurry's a big dude. You know, he's built like a brick shit house. And then Steve Kozari is, yeah, you're right. He has no pads on. And he's just out there. All he has is a helmet. And you look at it, you're like, oh, that wasn't too bad. And then you're like, oh, but it's like hitting a brick wall.
Yes.
It's the
with no protection.
Right. So I totally understand why he was stretchered off. And yeah, that's a freak accident.
Crazy.
You don't see too much of that with the referees.
No, you'll see referees kind of like get in there and they're like, everyone was out of the other person's peripheral.
Right.
So that's where everything was happening. You had the action that was happening down on the ice in the corner. So he had slid over. And then when it was coming up, he was going back and the defenseman came and hit him. It was just nobody saw anybody and you had this collision.
Can we talk about Flurry leaving the game?
Yeah, I didn't hear otherwise.
I thought he was a hockey player. What? He left the game because he hit a weak referee? Is he distraught? How's his mental state? Like, what the fuck? Get up. The guys have heart attacks on the fucking bench and they want to get back in the game.
True.
Straight up flatline. This guy hits a ref and he's like, my knee.
Well, my knee. Listen. A couple things I'm going to say here. One, I'm fine with a defenseman being maybe having to go under concussion protocol and get his head checked out because it helped Pittsburgh win.
Yeah, but isn't Pittsburgh already out of the playoff contention?
Oh, baby. No, because as of recording right now, Pittsburgh Penguins they're in. They got the wild card spot.
Because they are making Tampa Bay defensemen take out referees.
Exactly.
Or they paid the referee.
Dude, it doesn't matter. However it happens, I just don't care. But that's number one. Like, yeah, look at that. I'm all about that life. Now, I didn't jinx it. It was jinxed last night. We're most likely going to drop in the playoffs and not get the playoffs with 5 games left. However, whatever. It was a good run at the end of the season. So, but how about them Rangers with the fucking line brawl?
The line brawl. Oh,
the fucking line brawl against the
Devils. The only thing that could have made that fucking fight better is if the goalies got into it.
Shesterkin, if you watch the video back, Shesterkin was out of the goal and he was almost there. And then he was like, just going to back off a little because he also would have gotten kicked out of the game. And beating New Jersey is a really big thing to New York. So watching him, he picked up his blocker and went back to the net. It was like, yeah, fuck these dudes.
Pussy. Oh, well. Yeah, great, though. That's hockey. Like, hockey.
This team, man, it's fucking Matt Rempe. That kid got everyone fired up. And Rempe also said that he didn't realize that everybody was going to be so gung-ho and supportive and then it was going to be a full-on brawl. He just thought it was going to be him and then whatnot. And then when it happened, he was like, okay, yeah, we're going to open the building and just go from there. And then they all got shipped out.
That's great. So, all right. So speaking of getting kicked out, we got a big pickle that I want to talk about, and this is bullshit. So who is this week's biggest pickle?
This week's biggest pickle, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
What? Like, how could you be hated anymore?
With everything that's going on, you would think that this situation would have been handled a little bit differently.
Well, I mean, history hasn't taught anybody anything. Like, how's... All right, go ahead. Explain the story, and then we'll talk about it.
A fan named Amber Roman had Shohei Ohtani's first Dodger home run ball land at her feet. She and her husband, Alexis Valenzuela, were escorted by security personnel out of the ballpark and into the area where they do their dealings and all that stuff.
Right.
Security had separated the husband and wife. Now, keep in mind, you have a woman who is holding something that these men really want.
Right.
Like, really, really want. And they are having conversations with her as they walk and are letting it know how valuable and important that this item is.
Right.
They wouldn't let, they didn't want her husband with her to give any sort of influence or input or her to look at him, nothing. So,
all right, that's fucked up.
Yep. So they separated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That 100% shouldn't be, anyways.
No.
No.
They're together. I don't, you cannot do that. So that's fucked. The Dodgers lowballed them. And I think they got a, like maybe one of Ohtani's bats in that. I didn't read anywhere, but I heard a video that said that he did. And there was two signed hats from, for exchange of the baseball. It was also Dodgers had said that if they didn't take the exchange, that they wouldn't authenticate the ball.
Which is bullshit.
What, really? You're going to have the officials not authenticate the ball?
Right.
That's fucked up.
Right.
Like,
this video footage.
And you're speaking on behalf of the officials that are officiating the game.
Right.
You can't, you as this being your, it's all sorts of fuckery.
Yeah.
So the moment, Roman was saying in an interview that it wasn't about the money in the moment. Like, it was a special moment. And she just felt not okay with how the situation was going down.
Right.
And then, once the exchange had happened, yeah, it was about the money, because now you're trading $100,000 ball for what, like $20,000 worth of product. And it's not even the product. She just was like, why couldn't I meet him? Like,
right.
A lot of people who do the ball swaps get to meet the player and,
right,
you know, they sign whatever in front. Like, you don't know if he actually signed that shit.
Right.
We don't know anything anymore because you can't trust anything associated with his name at this point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's funny because I know we talked about how much this guy sucks, but like, Zach Campbell's claim to fame was he caught Mike Trout's first home run.
Right.
And the Angels try to pull this shit on him. And he's like, I want to give the ball to Mike Trout. And they said, right, no, we don't do that. We don't do that. Now, at this point, Mike Trout is a nobody.
Right.
At this point in time, right? It was his first home run, and everybody knew he was going to be someone special, but nobody knew that it was going to be Mike Trout, right?
Right.
So Angels kept saying, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. It's against policy, blah, blah, blah. He goes, well, then I'm not giving him the ball. Like, I'm not giving you the ball. Oh, you have to give the ball or you're going to be banned from the park. He goes, no, I'm not. Someone who knows their rights in a park. You know,
exactly.
You catch that fucking ball. That's your ball. You don't want to give it. You don't have to give it.
You don't have to.
Oh, that's whatever. What are you going to do? Fight me? You know, you're going to ban me from the park? Well, fuck you. I'll go to the press.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have a whole PR storm. So anyways, he kept saying, I want to give this ball to Mike Trout. I don't want anything. I don't need any autographs. I don't need any anythings. You know, I just want to make sure that he actually gets this ball. Right.
Right.
So they kept saying no. And then they kept coming up, you know, how about we give you this? He goes, I don't want anything. I just want to give the fucking guy the ball.
Right. So
finally, they gave up. They said, fine, we'll bring you down. We'll do this. So he gives the ball to Mike Trout. Mike Trout autographs a bat, takes pitches with them, thanks him for everything. And like, that was the one humble thing that Zach Campbell did.
Right.
In the beginning of his career. Now he's just a piece of shit. But I mean, this is the same thing. This Amber Roman just wants to give the ball to Shohei, you know.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is the Dodgers don't want to give the ball to Shohei. They want to keep that ball for themselves.
Yep.
And put it in their fucking wall of fame and they want to do all this special shit and showcase the ball and we own the ball and this is our ball, and then probably even fucking maybe, who knows, sell the ball themselves.
You never know.
Not that Shohei's gonna sell the ball, but like, that's a special piece of memorabilia for him if he cares about any. Some people don't give a shit.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
Joey Votto hit his first home run, gave it to his fucking dog, and his dog cheated up. Some people don't give a shit. Some people do. You know, guys like Mike Trout, probably that ball is probably on his mantle somewhere. Guys like Joey Votto, that dog probably pooped 90% of that ball out. You know, but I mean, this was never about giving Shohei the ball. The Dodgers would never give Shohei the ball. That was for them.
Yeah.
That was going to sit on fucking
whatever their little,
whatever,
their
whoever
desk.
Owns the Dodgers, that whatever his fucking name is, that was going to be on his desk.
There was, there's been a couple videos that I've come across that said that in Shohei's interview that he said that he had met the husband and wife.
But again, do we trust that?
No, it's all a lie.
Because also said that he never bet on baseball, but we know that's a lie.
We know that based off of what has happened in the past few weeks, month or so with the Dodgers, we know that you cannot trust anything that is coming out of this guy's mouth at this point because stories change.
Right.
And the fact that this woman was so open about her experience of dealing with the security personnel at Dodger Stadium, like very open, and how she did not feel okay, I really trust and believe her story and statement over the disconnect that Ohtani has with his new interpreter.
Right. And you know what? Not that it's Shohei's, it should be Shohei's responsibility. But if that man doesn't know that $4.5 million is missing from his bank account, he wouldn't know that $100,000 is missing. And why not just write a check to these guys? Be like, hey, thanks for this ball. And you can get that back in no time. You know, plus, I mean, he makes more money in sponsorship than he makes in his fucking MLB contract right now.
Right.
And the Dodgers should do something where they give the two autographed hats. Get the fuck out of here. How about season tickets for the year, for the rest of the year? Not that that means anything, because you can't go to every game. And then, like, you know, a little bit of scratch on the side. You know, here's $50,000. You know, I mean, these people are on video with this ball, so you know it's them, you know?
Yeah.
Now, they're not looking to make a bajillion dollars out of this, but they should be compensated for the fact that this is a very historical piece of baseball memorabilia, okay? And it should be treated like that. And if it's worth $100,000, then it should be fucking, the $100,000 should be given to these two individuals.
Yeah.
Because if I caught the ball, obviously, like, people like you and I would know the value of this ball right away.
Right.
And if they were like, well, you know, we'll give you a fucking used sunscreen bottle from Tristan Cassis, because he fucking gets the vitamin C through his butthole in the bullpen. I'd be like, no. Like, I would want to meet him. I mean, money aside, if they said we're not giving you any money, and I would do the thing
just
where
say
it's like,
meet. I just want to give
go
it.
Meet.
Let's
get a couple of
meet.
Pitches.
I want to hand it.
Yeah. I want to hand it to him. And then if I get an autographed bat or something, and if they say no, then I'll be like, you know what? Oh, fuck it. I'm going to keep it. You don't want to authenticate it? I don't care, because you know where that ball is going to go? Right behind me. Right in my collection.
Yeah.
It's going to be right
you
there.
Know.
I'll write on
you
it. I'll write on it. Shohei Ohtani's first home run as a Dodger. And I'll put it in a case and I'll put it behind me in my collection. And that's that. And that ball will be mine. And I don't give a shit. Whatever.
Let me catch a Jaren Duran ball.
No, you'll keys to that and be like, Jaren, you want this ball? You got to find it.
Yeah.
Tickle my pickle for this ball. So, I mean, it's the Dodgers just, you know, they are not top fan material.
They are not,
you know,
top fan material.
They're just a network of individuals that are just sinking to the bottom of the ocean. Mm-hmm. There's just so many lies involved in all this now. And you know what? For an organization worth $7 billion, what's $100,000?
I just don't understand why you want to create such an uncomfortable situation for fans.
You already have bad press because of the Shohei shit.
Yeah.
And now you're creating more bad press by not doing right by these two people. Now you can go ahead and say, well, that's MLB property. But now what about the 50, 60 baseballs my son has in his collection that he's gotten through batting practice and shit?
Yeah.
Do I have to give all those back?
Yeah.
You know?
You do.
I mean, come on.
It's pure fuckery. That's all it is.
You have to categorize this as do better.
Yeah.
You know, do better. Like, come on.
Do better, be better. Come on, people.
I'm not saying you give them money. They who knows? They might not even want money. It looks like they don't.
Let me say, yeah, these fans don't want money. Let me say that is the motto of the last week.
Yeah, do better.
Do better. Do better.
Everybody should just fucking take a pause, stop, look around, think about what you're doing, and fucking do better.
Do better.
All right. Well, that's going to do it here for us at In a Pickle. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Go to iapradio.com and listen to all of our past episodes. You can also follow us on all of our social media accounts. Go ahead and click the like and subscribe and follow buttons on every fucking social media that you can find.
Do it. Right there. Do it.
If you listen to your podcast on the YouTubes, well, then we're there too.
Comment.
We give us a
shout out. Holler. We want to talk to you.
We want to talk to you. Talk to us. We'll do, you know, you want to be a guest on the show? I don't know. Maybe.
Let us know what you want Dave to keister.
Yeah. You need Sarah's personal email address. Go ahead and email us at inapickpod247@gmail.com. I know I've said that email several times on this episode. It's going to be quite the edit because of our solar eclipse freeze, but it's okay because we are nomads raging against the machine.
Damn,
we're here and we're here together, you know.
Yeah,
big news coming down later on down the old pipeline. I think I have a solar flare in my hat.
You right do now. Have a solar flare in your hat right now. What
wow.
the shit
sun.
That's bright.
It's coming through. Wow. I hope it doesn't burn. My eyes are gonna be burning from my glasses. Burn my retinas. Yeah, so we got some big news coming down. We're getting shit situated, and we will bring that news to you as soon as we bring that news to ourselves.
Yes.
So, yeah. So follow us again. Yeah.
Follow Mayday Media 22 on Instagram.
Oh yeah. Follow Mayday
that news.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can always follow Sarah at Daddy O Sports Cards on Instagram.
I'm there.
Check out Sarah's other podcast, Generation Mixtape. You can see that at gmtpod.com. And while you're there, follow, like, and subscribe to all that stuff, too. And, you got anything else?
I have nothing, you know?
Yeah.
I like our little island right now. It's great.
Yeah, it's an island in the sun. All right, so for Sarah Rae Talek, I'm Dave Houghton, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. What do you think it sounds like when you keister something? Like,
oh, I actually just ripped a fart. That's what I was hoping you could have heard on the audio. It was just perfect timing. Oh, my ass dropped the ball.
We're going to need a mic next to your butt next time.
Yeah.
This has been a Mayday Media production.